Now, it's my great honor to introduce U.S. Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas. This, continuing the theme of native Kansans, Senator Roberts is a fourth-generation Kansan. And as the U.S. Senator for Kansas, he served Kansas for 16 years in the House, and then is in his second six-year term in the Senate right now. So he's a senior member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and if the Republicans have their way in this year's election, likely to be the next chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. So he could be of great importance to this community and to our facility. Senator Roberts has actively promoted the investments and the development of this plant. He has a history of promoting investments in science and technology, specifically was supportive in our efforts when we first started this plant in making sure things ran smoothly and helping us to participate in some of the DOE loan programs. So at this point, I'm happy to welcome Senator Pat Roberts.
Well, thanks to Chris and Danny. I don't know why Chris had to start this off by mentioning hair, but we'll let that go. And Danny, you said don't drink the ethanol. I don't know what else to tell you, but every morning when I go to the Senate early, I have a glass of ethanol with Senator Grassley. That'll warm me right up, by the way. Well, I noticed that Chris has an iPad, and Danny had a laminated card. I have what I wrote down on my Underwood with some carbon paper here. So we'll try to do the best we can. Hello, Southwest Kansas. How you doing out there? Mr. Mayor, thank you for allowing us to come. Governor Brownback, Sam, my great friend, Secretary Moniz, and all the wonderful people in Stevens County, for that matter, in Southwest Kansas, regarding this great opening of Abengoa's first commercial-scale cellulosic ethanol plant. I also want to give a shout-out to Ken Salazar, our former Secretary of the Interior, and my buddy on the Senate floor. He was on the D side. I'm obviously on the R side. And we had a lot of Salazar-Roberts amendments that were passed, and a lot of Robert Salazar amendments were passed. I sure hope we get back to those days, Ken, and thank you for your friendship and everything you did as Secretary. And then a very special shout-out to my good friend Bill Richardson. Where'd they put you, Bill? Right in front of me. All right. I want to thank Bill. Bill's a former governor. He's a former secretary. He's a former U.N. ambassador. He's a former envoy in the House. He would disappear in the House of Representatives and go to places that were unknown. And then he would come back and give us a report, more especially with North Korea. And he was also a very active participant during those days when a lot of us played basketball in the gym that Sam tried to close. At any rate, I want to thank you over a 10-year period, because you passed the ball to me twice. And he was known as a shooting guard, and then he was known as a shooting guard, and then he was known as a shooting guard. I think it's only fitting that Kansas, which in 1947 was the first state to use hydraulic fracking to develop oil wells, and right over here next to us in Grant County, would be celebrating the opening of one of our nation's very first commercial-scale, second-generation biofuels plant. You can say Kansans are used to setting the standard for energy production, whether it be regarding conventional or renewable energy, and I speak for both myself and Governor Brownback for saying that we take pride in our past work when we were in the Senate to help pass both the 2005-2007 energy bills, in addition to the letters of support that we both signed and supported and with outreach to the Department of Energy at that time, to help put into motion the economic and the regulatory tools necessary to make this plant's opening a reality. So today we are celebrating much more than the creation of a permanent high-paying jobs in this community and all of Southwest Kansas. This plant will also serve as a new revenue source for Kansas farmers looking to sell crop residue like stalks and leaves and stems that are unsuitable to be converted into co-products like livestock feed. We already grow the crops to feed a hungry world, and it just makes sense that our state would be at the forefront helping to fuel a growing world with those same commodities. And from a national perspective, ladies and gentlemen, this plant will continue to move our nation towards a greater energy independence and weaken the grip of OPEC and other oil cartels, some from countries that really do not have our best interests in mind. So again, I want to thank Abengoa for your investment and trust in Hugoton, Kansas. Kansas is a bootstrap state. You won't meet any harder working people. I want to tell everybody who is here for the first time from out of state that this is very typical of the weather that we have all year round. Average temperature about 75 degrees. We won't tell you that's 110 in the summer and 10 below in the winter, but at any rate, thank you. I look forward to working with you in the future and fighting on your behalf. I might want to mention again that I look forward to working you all in the future. And to create a common sense regulatory environment so we can proceed to even greater things in the future. That will allow Abengoa and our rural Kansas jobs to thrive and to certainly grow. It is a privilege to be here. Thank you very much.